This is Bruce Garber, and this is Through Your Eyes. Welcome to the show. Can you tell me what you've seen through your eyes? So thanks for joining, Ugo. I was talking a little bit about carnival. I couldn't remember the word carnival in Venice that you just came back from, and you made me so jealous looking at some of those pictures. I wish I could have made it this year, but unfortunately, I couldn't get out there this time. Maybe next year. It's on my bucket list of things to do. I'd love to hang out and shoot some of those great things with you.
Well, we'll definitely do it next year again.
And I like the idea you were telling me about that. Next year when you do the tour, which is in February time frame, I believe, is that you're going to put them back to back. So you'll shoot the carnival and then possibly, depending how the plans come together, shoot landscaping of Venice.
Yeah, what we're going to do this year, we just did one tour slash workshop. Mm-hmm. It was 6 days. And it was, most of it was about shooting the masks, the costumes, the people that are dressed up for the carnival and everything, with a little bit of scenery thrown in.
Now, let me ask you, Ugo, when you do that, the people that dress up, are they models that are just walking the streets that
they are
make themselves available? Do they pose for free?
They're not professional models.
Oh, they're not.
They pose for free. There might be a few professional models that also do it for fun.
But now, when you take that photograph, do you tip them?
No, absolutely not.
Or nothing?
They are there to have fun and to have their photographs taken. And the only thing they want...
Share a photograph with them after the fact?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
They expect you to send them photos.
Ah.
The thing they will share with their friends.
Outstanding. Sounds like
let me show you. I think I have them here. These are some CDs.
Oh, wow.
Every one of them has a business card.
Is that something that you printed out on your own?
No. These are business cards.
Oh.
The models, the masks, carry those with them, and they have their email address printed in. So they have, their image, so you can remember.
Recognize them. Yep.
Yeah, recognize them. And each one of them has an email address. And so when you're back, you will send them.
Very cool. Very
their
cool.
Their pictures.
Now, how much equipment, Ugo, if I can ask a little bit, how much equipment do some of these photographers bring out? Now, I know you might have a tripods allowed.
It ranges from the basics to everything. I mean, some people can just come there to have fun in the streets and take pictures, and just a compact camera will do. I mean, and it's especially during the weekend and in the final days, it can be very crowded, and there's tons of people with cell phones that will, if you have one of those nicer costumes, the people, if they walk down the street,
right,
it's a mess because everybody will stop them and will try to take a selfie together with them.
Yeah.
And to walk 500 feet takes 1 hour. We do is we have good relationships with some of those people. So we organize private shoots.
Ah.
We did the shoots in our hotel where we stay in it. We did shoots in a palace. We went to the grounds of a church where nobody was going, just to have some private time without everybody around. Just
and they will do that for
pulling
free
their jacket. And, oh, I want to take a picture with you. Yeah. And they would.
And they'll go along to those locations with you for free.
Yeah, because they know we are good photographers. So we'll be taking good pictures. I mean, it's a very elaborate thing because the most elaborate costumes will take months to create. I mean, they most of those people do not buy or rent their costumes.
Right.
They make them. And it takes a year to make one costume.
Wow.
So and they will come to Venice with two or three or four different costumes. And every day they will wear a different one. So they want to be seen. They want to be photographed. And the better the photographer, the more likely they are to go with the photographer because they know they will take good pictures of them.
Yep. Outstanding.
That's the whole secret.
For people that are listening, I got to tell you just a little story on how Ugo and I met. we used to hang out online quite a bit on the Google Plus platform back in the day, and we met a lot of people from around the world. And Ugo had some business in Boston and told me that he was going to be here, and that when his business was over on Friday afternoon, he wanted to shoot lighthouses on the coast of Maine. So my wife and I met Ugo in Maine, and we spent a good long 12, 15 hours together driving the coast of Maine, taking pictures of lighthouses and different things along the coast of Maine. Now, coincidentally, my job took me to Switzerland about a year later, and I messaged Ugo, because I know Switzerland borders Italy. How far away is that from you? And he said, less than an hour's drive. So I flew in a little bit early. And Ugo, we connected with another friend of ours, Mara, and we went to Milan, to the Cathedral of Milan, and spent the whole day shooting in Italy and just had a great time. But because of all of this, I mean, Ugo, he knows, I've told him many times, that he's a great inspiration to me. And within the camera club locally that I joined, just to try to stay connected with other photographers of different levels, a lot of people shoot portraits and landscapes and flowers and all different things. We have a monthly photo contest. So I've been entering some photos in these contests just for fun, to participate, to get involved, to engage with the club, and to test myself to see what others think of my images. Some people don't like competitions. They rather stay away, and there's all kinds of debates and conversations going on about that. But I just printed one out, Ugo, so I can show you the one, my first ribbon in a photo contest. So I took this in Florida at sunset of two chairs on the beach.
Wow.
At sunset.
Wow.
And that won me a ribbon.
Oh, I can imagine. It's a great photo. I mean, did you convert it to black and white?
I did. I shot it in color, converted it to black and white, did very little post-processing on it. I did.
Yeah, I mean,
I enhanced the contrast a little bit. I put a vignette around it. Some basic stuff, reduced the noise somewhat, but very, very little, you know, in the scheme of things.
It's a great photo. I mean, I like it in black and white because it enhances the little bit of the drama of the sky. The light is just great. I mean, the composition, centered, it works very well with the center composition.
Yeah. I remember, you know, I keep my rule of thirds turned on the camera, making sure my horizon's level. Used to yell at me all the time for that. The horizon's not level, bros.
It's a great photo. I love it. Yeah, sure.
Thanks. But that's all right. I'm not doing it necessarily for the ribbons. I just want to be judged on it so I can make my photography a little bit better, you know.
Yep.
So it's fun. It's all exciting and cool stuff. It's so nice to catch up with you, Ugo. And everybody that's been watching and commenting, we appreciate you joining us. Thanks, Ugo. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk soon. Bye.
Thank you for sharing what you've seen through your eyes.